I've got this saying, choose to go where the laugh is.
Can you say that again?
We can always choose to go where the laugh is.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like follow your joy. I've heard people say, you know, what is sunshine for you?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And, you know, follow that. And it will be, you're right, it will be different for each of us.
We're Kath and Ellie. Welcome to our podcast, Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Join us as we share all things real life and the lessons we've learned along the way. We hope that our conversations inspire, challenge and encourage you on your own life journey. Enjoy today's episode. You know, I can't help but notice the end of the year, I'm feeling a bit tired. And I'm not sure, Kath, if it's something that is just me or how are you feeling?
It's actually quite funny that you bring this up because we've just had family visiting us for the first time in Adelaide, and we were just talking about this as well, how, yeah, come, you know, we're in November. I can't believe it's November.
That's ridiculous.
And I think this time of the year, people do in general, it's quite common, I think, to hear, gosh, but I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, we're getting into that crazy season, aren't we?
Well, we are. And, you know, I think I've said before on the podcast, you know, I do a day or whatever, a week at a school still.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a great space to be in. But term four, I really notice we're in a different headspace. We are crazy season. We get a bit extra silly, but we're completely exhausted as well. And I think it's really important to realize we've still got so long, really, it's still nearly 2 months till Christmas.
Yeah.
That time will fly by, but there's a lot that needs to happen between now and then for most people. So, you know, feeling exhausted and dragging our feet, if we have to do that for 2 months or whatever to the end of the year, that's an interesting thought to have.
And that's also interesting that you've brought this up because I've been doing a bit of research into the space that I'm taking my coaching practice into, which is supporting women physicians from the coaching perspective. And there's actually really interesting research, and it's not really around the end of the year, but it's sort of more globally and more widespread. This notion that, you know, burnout has become such a big thing. And what made me think about this is your use of the word exhausted. And I think it's worth talking about.
Because, hands down.
You know, when I was looking into this research and reading, I thought, but hang on a minute, that sounds pretty normal. And I think that, you know, burnout is actually quite a vague word.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like, I think you've shared this before, when someone has a cold and they say
they've got the flu. I'm just like, if you had the flu, you would not be standing there telling me you've got the flu. You would be in bed like you've been hit by a truck. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very different.
And I think, you know, we also kind of just in common language say, I think I'm burnt out or I'm exhausted, you know, and yet I'm wondering if it's worth just unpacking what is the difference between just feeling tired and actually the symptoms of burnout?
Yeah.
Because I think feeling exhausted has become so much a part of everyday life. It's like normalized.
Yeah.
And we kind of just...
I mean, my kids, they think they're exhausted all the time. Can't go to school today. I'm completely exhausted. I'm like, dude, everybody's exhausted. Get up.
Yeah, exactly. It is, you know, so when is it just tired? When is it, you know, that we're not actually tired? And when is it actually more sinister and leading towards burnout? And
yes.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay. So burnout.
Mm.
So from what I remember when I was doing the research the other day, I actually went and Googled, you know, like, okay, so what is the definition of burnout, you know, the actual definition? And the tricky thing is, and I think why it's so vague, is it's not considered like a clinical diagnosis.
Right.
It's a collective of a couple of symptoms. And the challenge is that these symptoms are, you know, each individually, they're pretty normal.
Okay.
So there's a collective of three. And if you've got these three together, it's just good to kind of notice, hang on a minute, you know, red light flashing, potentially there's something going on.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first characteristic of burnout is this exhaustion.
Right.
So you wake up tired. And I think there's a difference between waking up, like I woke up this morning and said to RPG, I still feel tired, but it doesn't mean I'm burnt out. So there's a difference between, you know, waking up tired and then this chronic tired. You're just tired all the time and you're tired day after day after day. So if you're just feeling like you're always exhausted, you know, that's one characteristic. The next is the sense of cynicism. You've become really cynical about most things, you know, at work and out of work.
Interesting.
And the third characteristic is that you doubt your capacity and your capability to do what you've done before.
Okay.
And generally speaking, burnout in the workplace, it's chronic stress. So overarching all of this, it's chronic stress in the workplace. And that chronic stress, so you're chronically stressed, but then you're also tired, cynical, doubting yourself.
Wow. Okay. So really, are you telling me we're showing up as our best self, Kat, when we show up day in, day out in burnout? You know, we're exhausted, we're cynical, we are thinking we just don't have what it takes.
And yet the interesting thing is, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people where feeling that way has become
normal.
Kind of normal.
Yeah.
You know? And so the big question today is, you know, what do we do with this? And and I think also what I'm recognizing more and more as we work, you and I both work in this coaching space, is on the one end of a spectrum, we've got, you know, where we're aiming to get to. It's that feeling happy, feeling strong, brave, fulfilled, you know, and feeling like we have purpose and direction and life's good. Yeah. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we've got clinical depression, and like really mental health problems, and where you have a diagnosis, you under therapy, you're being treated, and you know that, you know, you've got this diagnosis. So those are two ends of the spectrum.
There's
quite
a big
wide space in between, and I think so many of us sit somewhere in between. You know, this middle, and in the middle, it's like so. How can we help ourselves? How can we, you know, is there anything we can do to move towards the happy end of the spectrum?
Yeah.
Or are we doomed to just suck it up, soldier on?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just, as you're explaining about this gap, I can't help but reflect back over my life and think it's often seasonal too, right? We'll have times where we are, you know, living on purpose, and even when life has significant setbacks, we've got this fierce determination to keep on going, you know, and we're thinking clearly, we've engaged that the part of our brain that's speaking logic, and everything's clear. But there's plenty of seasons where you might not really have anything externally going on, but you could be really struggling internally. So there's lots of different seasons in life, where we ebb and flow from being at one end of the gauge that you just played out for us, and or in the middle and all around the place.
And also just I'm really glad you brought that up, and also just to you know, for our listeners, there's no judgment wherever you are in the spectrum. And I think it's pretty normal you know, to have these seasons of being up and down and all over the show. And I think the question then becomes, so what is useful, or what could be useful when we do find ourselves in that, you know, season of a bit of struggling? And it's quite funny, because we were in church a while back and the pastor was sharing a story about, you know, sometimes being in the season and you feel like you're trying to get to somewhere, but it's a slippery slope, and you you just keep sliding backwards. Or he said it could also be like you're trying to get to somewhere, but you feel like you're navigating through a thicket of thorn bushes, you know?
Both great experiences, I'm sure.
And sometimes I've, and pretty recently actually, been through a season of feeling like I'm navigating through, you know, this thicket of thorn bushes, and it does feel exhausting.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that I've specifically become cynical, but definitely felt exhausted and definitely questioned, do I have capacity and the capability, you know, that I've definitely become aware of. And the question then becomes, so how do we navigate through this so that we don't fall deeper into the dark gloom?
Yeah. And we don't accept that while it's normal to experience these seasons and these emotions, it's not okay and it's not healthy for us to stay in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't want to go backwards and we don't want to stay in it. That it's, we're not supposed to live in this space, are we?
Yeah. And it's also interesting how accepting we become, you know, of the external circumstances. And quite often the external circumstances are what they are. You know, if you are in a job and you're not really thriving and flourishing in your job, but you still have bills to pay and you still have hours that you need to be at work, you know, so sometimes it is a case of, well, I still got to show up. Mm. And so we feel like we've got no option. And we feel like we have to stay camped in the space of, this is just hard and I don't like being here and I don't want to be here, but there's no other choice.
That's right.
So this notion of, well, there is a choice of some sort, you know. So.
and sometimes that doesn't come jumping out at us, does it? Because we can feel, we've spoken about it before, and in the coaching conversations we'll talk about below the line and above the line thinking. And often when we are in that below the line thinking, everything is out of our control, it's a really tricky place to try and leverage ourselves.
Absolutely.
To have more the sort of thoughts that are going to help us.
Yeah, to get through those thorn bushes.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's very easy to sit and feel sorry for yourself. Well, I mean, I know that I have. I've been in places where I've sat and felt sorry for myself and felt, oh, there's nothing I can do about this. Yeah. I even have memories of saying to myself, Catherine, you've just got to, you know, there's no options. There's no choice. There's no options. You're stuck here. So you've just got to fake it and pretend that you're doing okay. But that's exhausting too.
Yeah, faking it, you can do for a short time, right?
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you're feeling, you know, down, or you're feeling just, potentially I could be heading towards burnout. And if burnout is not addressed, you know, it is one of the sort of pathways towards depression. So it is something that if you recognize it, it's good to do something about it. Mm. And so if we can't change the external reality in the, you know, in the season, what are your thoughts? So what choice do we have and what can we do?
Yeah, look, it's tricky. And I'm just sort of sitting here listening to you thinking, what can we do? But we always have something we can do. I've been speaking with somebody recently and, you know, I just sort of have said there is something we can do. What could it be? What could that look like? What could allow your heart for a moment to feel, you know, lighter and have that bit of passion renewed? Like, what could that be? And I'm just thinking back to a time when I was a young mum and I had three little munchkins. Our eldest was three and we had a baby. And so it was madness and I was super busy volunteering in church and my husband was running a family business. So life was pretty wild.
Oh, and three little kiddies. I mean, there's exhaustion.
There's exhaustion. You know, yeah. And, you know, of course, no three ever slept at the same time. I have a photo of one time when the two boys slept at the same time because it was like this miracle. But I remember being in this space of really feeling quite dark and feeling that I couldn't get out, feeling like I was in a bit of a black hole. And I distinctly remember that feeling and just wishing someone would just come and reef me out of that hole. Yeah. And I think I even said it to my husband. I remember crying one time. I just said, I want someone to lift me out of the hole. But, you know, nobody comes along and reefs you out and everything's fine, you know, within a few minutes or anything. So, but what I do remember happening is I started going for walks. I had this really big, long pram and little baby Abby was in the back section. Someone had given us the pram to borrow and in the front half, the two boys could sit sort of behind each other. And then we had a little Labrador dog. So off we went walking. It must have been hilarious to see. Anyway, go walking. The dog, I'm sure he wasn't being very obedient, but we would go walking and we'd go to the library. And I walked for, it was probably a couple of kilometres, but it was nearly every day or every other day I was intentionally going walking. And I just, at the time, I didn't realise the power.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I know about myself now is that I love the outdoors.
Yeah.
It speaks life. I feel closer to God. I feel closer to nature. My thoughts become more clear. It speaks life to me. Yeah. And so I think reflecting back, what I did to get myself out of that space was something that I loved doing, even though I didn't know it at the time. So now what do I do now when I'm struggling in life? I put on my joggers and I hit a track.
Yeah.
Because I know that's what fills my heart. Even when I'm tired and don't want to, there's been times I've just like dragged myself outside.
Yeah.
Knowing it's not what I wanted, knowing my body was exhausted, but there's something special for me about going outside in the wilderness and just me and the track.
Yeah, so you know your soul, your body might not feel like it, but your soul craves it.
Yeah, and then what happens when our soul feels a bit more alive?
Well, our whole state of being changes.
Yeah.
And then when we feel more alive, then, you know, that's the opposite of feeling exhausted.
Yeah.
So it's where do we go? I love this. So it's where can we go to fill up, you know, to fill your tank so you're not running on empty.
And it'll be different for everybody, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think so, you know, the question is when you're feeling that you're heading towards, you know, burnout and it feels like it is getting a bit more around that sort of chronic exhaustion, it's to just pause and ask yourself, so what is the, you know, what's one thing that gives me life that I can still do? And there's your choice.
Yeah.
You know, even if you can't choose a different job right now or you feel stuck in one area of your life, you can always choose. I've got the saying, choose to go where the life is.
Oh, can you say that again?
We can always choose to go where the life is.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like follow your joy. I've heard people say, you know, what is sunshine for you?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And, you know, follow that. And it will be, you're right, it will be different for each of us.
Yeah.
I'm very similar to you. So for me, it's also, you know, getting outdoors. And I've realized since moving to Adelaide, this is the first time in a long time we've lived somewhere where the temperature's consistently been so cold. For, you know, almost since we've got here, I'm still rugged up with a blanket over my Ugg boots right now as we speak.
And I've got the aircon on.
And recognizing that it's not so much, you know, for me, it's more about blue sky and sunshine. You know, I'm so grateful that I live in the Southern Hemisphere. So even if it's freezing outside, just being outdoors still, you know, I rug up, put my big puffer jacket on and get outside still just to feel a bit of the brightness of the sunshine and just see that blue sky and go for a walk. And, you know, my younger self, it was exercise. It was, you know, I needed to kind of really pelt the tarmac and go for a run. Whereas now, as I'm older, even just a walk, and it doesn't have to be a brisk, you know, like I'm exercising, even just a gentle stroll outside, it brings life and helps just to shift something about my state.
Yes.
So I think, you know, it's state management, isn't it?
It is. And we can instantly change our state. I went to a Tony Robbins conference fairly recently, right? And it was amazing. Something that I really took away was we can instantly change our state, and that comes from our energy.
Yeah.
So, and he proved he got us to sit as though we were feeling completely exhausted. So, in your mind, you can picture what someone who's completely exhausted feels like.
You know, you're slouched forward, your shoulders are all, you know,
you can picture it, right? You know, the expression on their face. And then instantly we had to go from that to extreme excitement. And then, another thing we had to do is we had to greet people. So we're in this auditorium, Kath, of 9,000 people.
Good heavens, okay.
It was pretty spectacular. All people who are just wanting to learn more about themselves, learn more about how they can impact others.
And just being around all of that would change your state.
It would change your state, right?
Yeah.
But they were long days. Anyway, one of the things we had to do was we had to greet people within our area as though we were really embarrassed. So, you know, you sort of think about, okay, what does an embarrassed look or feel like? So you sort of get that.
And well, for some of us, it's pretty easy. It's like our natural go-to. Yeah. You've got to greet strangers. You don't have to try. It's just how you are.
That's exactly right. But then we had to go as though we were greeting them as though we haven't seen them and they're our long-lost friend for like 20 years. So we're greeting strangers as though we have not seen them for 20 years and we can't think of anything better than to greet them. So everyone's hugging each other, but it was just fascinating to know that we can instantly, and the only thing that shifted was our energy.
Yeah.
Our energy changed, and we can change our energy even if we don't feel like it.
And you're right. I think what, you know, the thing that you've just shared so beautifully that changes your energy is the story you're telling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, the story you're telling yourself about what's happening can shift the energy.
That's right.
So, yeah. So I think that, so there's two, we've highlighted to two things. So if you're listening today and you're feeling a bit, you know, end of year fatigue and potentially you're listening and you're thinking, oh gosh, not only do I have the end of year fatigue, but I think I'm having a bit of burnout as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first thing we encourage you to check in with is the story you're telling yourself, about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's choice, your first choice right there. So what's a better story to tell or a different story to tell that, you know, can shift your, how you're feeling, your energy.
Yeah.
And the second is, you know, what can you do? Like go where the life is. Like you've shared going for a walk. Maybe it's picking up the phone and calling a friend.
Yes.
Maybe it's opening that slab of chocolate that's in the cupboard.
Sometimes that works.
Sometimes. It's just
sometimes then that leads to regret later.
Yeah. So what can you do that's values aligned? Let's rephrase that, you know?
Yeah.
And so when you start thinking about what you can do rather than how stuck you are, it's incredible how resourceful our thinking can be.
Yeah.
And I'm even convinced enough to say that everybody listening will be able to come up with at least one thing that you can to shift your state and your energy and feel uplifted.
I now feel uplifted already, just getting excited, remembering that we can change our story and we can change our energy and our state in a heartbeat. I'd kind of forgotten that. And so now I'm like, oh yeah. And after telling the story, I'm like, oh, okay. Yay. Now I'm ready for my day even more. And just before we finish up, I think for me that one other thing that we haven't really spoken about, that is gratitude.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And not just thinking, I'm thankful for something and being lighthearted about it, because, you know, I think really contemplating being thankful and allowing us to remember what that thankfulness, how we feel. You know, if you're thankful for your partner, your husband, your wife, how do they make you feel? And really letting that feeling of gratitude come over us so that there is also a shift in our state and in our nervous system, I think is super powerful, and we can often underestimate it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thanks for sharing that. And I think just also, if you are listening today and you are really struggling and you feel like, you know, there's a few red flags that have come up for you today, it's we really encourage you to not sit in it and to reach out for help.
Yeah.
You know, if you're feeling like, gosh, I hear what you're saying. I know it will be good for me to go for a walk, and I know it will be good for me to have better thoughts, but I'm just really just struggling, and just even the thought of that is just like not
too overwhelming.
Then just to definitely, you know, often in that space it's easy to retreat even further into the darkness and to sit by yourself in it all. But just to encourage you, if you need to reach out, you know, either to a friend, and if it really is worse than that, to reach out to a healthcare professional and speak to someone with with expertise in this area that can help you through this season, because you don't have to sit in it on your own, for sure.
No, absolutely. Thanks for that. That's a really great reminder. So, I hope to our listeners that you have found some encouragement in our conversation, that while we don't want to normalize burnout, we do want people to know that it is something. We need to be mindful of it and we need to look after ourselves in that, because ultimately we want to live brave, strong and fulfilled lives, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the chat. Thanks for bringing this to the table, Kath, and sharing your expertise, and look forward to having a conversation again with you soon.
Thanks, Al. Cheers. Bye.